Hey guys, what's up? It's Simone.
Hey guys, it's Jay.
And welcome to the Dating Game Podcast. Oh my gosh, guys, it's just been one of those days. It's been one of those weekends. It's been a great weekend, but it's also been one of those days where we're just tired and...
Let's just cut to the chase. We're both in our periods. We're moody as fuck and we just want to... Let's be real. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Our listeners, that's what we're doing. We're being real. We're on our period. We're grumpy. We're looking at this full moon, waiting for it to be full tomorrow. that I'm just saying in a sense, but yeah, it's just, yeah, we're just in that vibe right now.
Yeah, yeah, but we're gonna try and keep it perky for you guys. We're gonna try and keep it perky.
Yeah,
because yeah, it's a lot. I don't know if anybody else feels this, and I was explaining to Jay that when it's like this time and the full moon and whatever else, I have to like allow the tension to build up, and then I just feel this amazing release, like when I'm on my first day of my period, the full moon, everything, and I just feel great again. But I'm waiting for that time because I don't feel it right now.
Well, like I said before, I don't know what release and what part of tranquility you get, because I get pain throughout the whole thing. So I'm just waiting for it to be over. I'm just waiting for it to be over, mate, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Messed up my weekend plans with my potential bae. Yeah, just not happy, really. So,
yeah, you've got that added tension in there. Yeah, that's
added. We all know how it is, girls. We all know how it is. So...
Yeah. Soon come. Yeah. Literally, just before we started recording, I was asking God why. I was like, God, why did you put us through this? Us women, yeah. We have to go through so much. And I know people say it all the time, but I really deeped it today. I thought, we have to go through so much. And then we want somebody's son to come on and do toxicity and to do, you know, rubbishness to us. I just can't. We cannot let anybody do this to us, because we go through so much as it is. It's a lot. And it's every single month. For the rest of our life, well, until menopause,
yeah,
it's a long time to
go. Can I just say something? The person that I'm living with right now, she said the exact thing that you just said, Jay, yesterday. She was like, I was thinking, what have I done? What is wrong with me? She was like, yeah, goes Jay. She was like, Jay, we give a lot, you know, we give a lot to people, and what do I do to deserve? I was like, everybody needs to calm the fuck down. All this energy right now, she's coming on to me. I don't know. I just want to curl up in the ball. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Oh, bless. Yeah, I feel the same way.
It's just a lot, man. It's just a lot.
But what came today?
Pardon?
Do you know what came today through the post, through Amazon? My acupressure mat. I'm so excited to use it, and it came at the perfect time. I must write a review. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, so it's like a mat, but it's got like spikes, plastic spikes.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. I would show you, but it's going to take too long. It's like this. And do you see it?
Yeah, the green thing.
Yeah, the green thing. It's by Easy, everybody. It's by Easy. Great company.
We're not getting paid for this. What are you doing?
No, this is a family business. This is people I know. So I'm letting you know, guys. Easy, they're a great company, very reliable. It comes with a mat, a pillow, with spikes, two pressure balls, and a hot and cold pack as well. So it's like £32 or something like that. It's really, really cheap. But literally, after this recording, I'm just going to lay on it and just hope that my pain goes away, because it just looks so, like, obviously it doesn't look comfy because it's got spikes.
It doesn't.
But it's like to relieve the pressure, and it's to kind of like sort out your chakras and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to get that hot pack. I'm going to heat it up on my tummy, and I'm just going to like live my best life. So yeah, everybody check it out. Easy. EAZEE on Amazon. Check it out.
Okay, girl. Okay, we'll get to it. That sounds good. It sounds very good. Mm. I'll have to try that out. Also, something new that I'm going to try after my period is, I think there's a name for it, but when you steam your vagina.
Why are you going to try that?
Because someone I know, I'm not going to tell you who, was like, it works wonders, it's good for you, and there's all this stuff. And I was like, really? And they were like, yeah, I just watch Hollyoaks for half an hour, and I just sit down, like stoop over it, and it's just meant to be so good. And I was like, okay. So every 2 weeks, that person does it, and she goes, she feels more fresher, she's more relaxed down there. It eases the muscles around there. So I thought, why not? Why not try something different? So,
yeah, I mean, I hear it. I hear the logic. I definitely hear the logic, but it's a little bit like those eggs and the eggs and like the crystals and beads. Like, I'm just not a fan of just putting things in that department.
But it's water. It's water.
I hear it. Yeah, no, I hear it. Yeah, hot water and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel like that area meant to just regulate itself.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I just want it to do that. I don't want to have to help it in any way, I've got a friend who's got one as well, but yeah, vaginal steaming it's called.
That's it, vaginal steaming. Yes,
it's when they say things like, you know, rids you of male toxins, and I'm like, oh gosh, it's just a bit much. Like,
well, I don't know about that one because it's hot water, but yeah.
but you can put flowers in the hot water and
I won't be doing that. See, I won't be doing that.
That's what you do. You put and it's meant to cleanse the vagina from male toxins and all that kind of male spirits and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
My friend was actually saying that she cleans that area with turmeric.
Mm.
And in my head, I feel like that's a lot for me to do that. I can't even imagine how to do it, but it's just all these different things. It's quite interesting. Maybe we should have an episode on different things that we're hearing and and if we put them to the test. So I'll let everybody know, you know, what happens and how I feel after, if you want to know, that is. But yeah, I'll let everybody know. And also, I wanted to follow up on one more thing. Ages ago, I DM'd somebody. I don't know what episode that was. Oh, I can't remember what episode when it was
slide.
Yes, I didn't follow up with the listeners. I didn't actually. I just wanted to follow up with Simone's craziness. I don't know what we were on that night, but we cracked. And I basically, to give a context to the listeners that haven't listened to that episode, but definitely do, is one of our popular episodes. So I DM'd someone in the podcasting world.
Too much information. What's going on here, please? Anyway, carry on. It's your business.
they had a story up, and it said something about veg. I can't even remember. And I said something like, I wish.
Don't give it away.
What did I say?
Go back and listen. Don't give it away.
Okay, fine. I won't give it away. But I said something about strawberries, basically. You can eat my strawberries or something like that.
Give it away. This is why you and that person would get on very well, because you're the same.
Whatever.
Anyway,
it's about strawberries. And they did not DM me back. Basically, they saw it, they read it, and didn't even respond. So I won't be doing that anytime soon. Thanks for your advice, Simone. Very great.
Yeah, but that's because, was your profile open?
It doesn't matter, Simone. You don't just read it, don't respond back. That's rude.
Yeah, never mind.
Whatever, I'm not crying about it, whatever.
I think you should try again, but no. When the story is fresh, when it's like, because the story was maybe like 22 hours in, so maybe they read it after the story had expired, so they couldn't see anymore what it was about. I don't know, maybe.
You'll think I'm a stalker, but it's fine. I don't really care anyways, to be honest. He's not even my type. I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it to test Simone's theory that didn't work. So, yeah.
I don't know what my theory was. Anyway, go back and listen to the episode. I think it's number 27 or something like that.
Okay, cool.
Go back and listen.
Yeah, sliding in the DMs. Anyways, enough of reminiscing of Simone's theories. Today we're going to talk about, so this is an interesting one, I think, because of our age. I don't like to keep saying about this age thing, but it's definitely it needs to be considered. So as we get into our 30s, a lot of changes are happening in our friendship circles. People are getting married, people are having children, people are in long-term relationships, some of us are single, some of us are dating. And I think what happens is the dynamic of friendship, not even friendship, but I think communication, conversation changes. And I think it's worth talking about it, because especially it's quite well that we're talking about this and we're on our periods as well. It's also talking about womanhood and how we actually not survive through these moments, but it's tough. You know, when you see your friend maybe graduating to that next stage in their life with their partner, and maybe you feel a way, but there might be a sense of, oh, you know, I wish I was like that, I wish I was doing that, or whatever. It's almost that concept of the grass is greener. So I think it's something that we need to discuss and talk about today. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you want to start this, if it's like more to do with a certain topic, but I think it might be worth me talking about my experiences. So most of my friends are single, but I think in my life I've always had boyfriends. I've always had kind of like long-termish relationships with guys, and I think sometimes in my relationships it's been good, but other times it hasn't, as you probably know already. And I always have this concept, oh, the grass is greener. So I used to live vicariously through others and say, yeah, go on that date, do that thing. I think we touched on it before. But also now I'm in the flip side, where some of my friends are going to the next step and they're getting married or they're engaged. And I'm not going to lie to you, I have thought, like, you know, what have I done wrong, or am I not doing anything right? Because of the amount of boyfriends I have, I'm thinking, can't I keep a man to get to the next stage? And then I evaluate what they're doing or how they are, and I think, have I done something wrong, or is it me, or what is it? And I think you do go through ups and downs, because I've got quite a good sisterhood of friendship. It's like you can't help but compare, not your life, but I think that aspect of your life compared to what they're doing. And it can be quite difficult. And when you're having conversations with them, it almost becomes that you can't relate to what they're talking about. Them saying, oh, I'm meeting the parents, going for dinner, Sunday dinner. I can't really comment. I'm not doing Sunday dinners. Or getting the colour, the theme of my wedding chosen, or going to go to that house viewing together. I can't do that. So, I think the experience has been up and down. It has changed dynamics of relationships in our friendship circles, I think, in an honest way.
Do you think you would be feeling this way if you were still in a relationship, specifically with your previous ex?
Yes, because my ex, it was hard. When I realised it wasn't going the way that I wanted it to go, I think it was quite difficult actually being in a relationship, knowing that I don't know what the direction is going to be, or what the journey is going to be like. Now that I'm single,
you tried to talk about marriage, you tried to talk about marriage and moving in, that kind of stuff, but he wasn't very receptive, was he? So then I suppose if you were then to compare where you were to where your friends who were in that place were, then I suppose, you would always kind of feel that level of comparison, which I think is interesting, because then on the other side, so me as a single friend would look at you, like look at your situation and be like, okay, even though you aren't in a relationship at the moment, you have had a few long-term relationships where they've had a good period. And so for me, who hasn't really had much of that experience, then I'd be looking at you as if like, oh, what have I done wrong in comparison to Jay? And then obviously you're looking at it as, you know, what have I done wrong in comparison to X person, who's my friend who's getting married? So I think, I don't want to wrap this up too quickly because I just feel like I just summed up the whole topic, but the grass isn't always greener, like, you know. And I think even though we all know that we've had that several times, it's still hard to stop yourself from comparing yourself to your friends, to stop yourself from comparing yourself to others around you of your age. I found myself literally doing that today. I was like, okay, cool, I'm turning 30. And right, okay, things are not adding up in the way that I was planning for them to do that. And it's gotten to the point even where I'm going off topic now, but I suppose it's just like therapy. It got to the point where, again, my periods, I'm very like emotional and stuff like that. But going on Facebook was like torture. Like this weekend, going on Facebook felt like torture because literally everybody was getting married, getting engaged. I'm not even engaged. People are past that stage now. People just getting married now, getting married, getting pregnant. So I saw a lot of scans on Facebook this weekend. I saw a lot of bump pictures. I saw a lot of babies just being born, like just the little feet picture. Like I've seen a lot of those, or my little one's 3 months old. I just saw it every time where I looked, it just seemed to be that. And I was like, okay, I tell myself all I like that, you know, I'm living my best life and which I am. And I'm very grateful to God. Thank you, Lord. But you know, all these things, but you're still going to just think to yourself, well, I should be at that stage because that is where life is telling me that I should be. And it's even more so, I guess, when it is your friend. For example, when you've gone on the journey with your friend, you know, a lot of us, I think both of us are quite similar in the sense that we've had our friends for a long time. So we've seen our friends since we were at uni, since we're at school, since we were children. And we're looking at, we've seen their journey, and then we're like, okay, but they're here and we're not here. And it's, I think inevitably, yeah, you will feel kind of left behind, I think is probably the best way I can put it.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, so true. I think, so what are your, like, I don't want to say coping mechanisms, but do you think it's changed? So do you think it's got worse, or is it harder now that we're getting older, or do you think it's easier to digest the more and more things that you see pop up?
I think it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster ride, because I'm not going to lie to you, I felt this way for a long
time. Yeah, you used to talk about it. I remember you talking about it a lot, but I never used to.
I remember us. No. I don't know if you want to keep this bit in, but I remember us. It's going to sound like real losers. Oh my gosh. Guys, don't judge us. I remember us being in year nine.
Yeah.
Walking. I don't know where we were walking. Walking from school, wherever we were. Just you and I, because usually it was like we were either in a trio or a quartet or whatever, but it was just you and I. And we were like, right, by the end of year nine, we're going to have boyfriends. Yeah, we're going to, like, we were planning, because we were like, why, how comes we haven't had a boyfriend yet?
Yeah.
How comes we haven't done this yet? And so we were like talking between us, like, you know, oh, I really want to have a boyfriend. I really want to have a boyfriend too. All right, okay. So our plan is by the end of year nine, we're both going to have boyfriends, blah, 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 or whatever. Like, such saddos, not saddos, but I just guess we've always been romantics, haven't we? We've always loved love. And we wanted to experience that. Or maybe it was, we were in year eight and it was the beginning of year nine, I can't remember, but anyway, I know year nine was in the picture somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think I've just always felt like I should be where everybody else is. I've always compared myself to others, and I've always cared what other people think. So a part of my me judging myself is also, oh, how do people look at me when all my peers are like in this place and I'm not in this place, kind of thing. I can't remember what the question was.
How do you think it's worse as we got old, as we get?
Yeah. So a part of me feels that I just have always felt like this, and I always will go through periods of feeling like this, because I'm just like that. I'm just like that. I just compare myself all the time. But then I do think, obviously, emotional maturity comes into play, where, you know, it's very easy for me. When you're a child and you're like just throwing tantrums and you're like, oh, I just want to be, da, da, da. It's different. But when you get older, you're like, no, it's very easy for me to now be happy for people that are having babies and getting married and getting engaged, and my friends are doing this with their bays, and oh my gosh, my friend's going away for the weekend. I'm so gassed for her. I can't wait for her to report back, like all that kind of stuff. Like I can just get excited about that kind of thing now. But then there are also going to be periods where it still feels hard. Then I also think that with getting older, when you're younger, that whole possibility of I've got time, don't worry, I can catch up, it's getting harder to think that way because you're getting older. And I'm not going to lie, men are becoming more trash. So it's just very, am I wrong?
I'm not even going to deal with you right now because you're
like, am I wrong though? Men are becoming more trash as you get older. So it's much harder for you to feel like you've got time to catch up when the odds are against you, basically.
Yeah. I think for me, I think it's harder for me to digest now. I think when we were younger, it's easy. Because you used to talk about it quite, not often, but you'd be like, oh, that person on Facebook. Because you used to use Facebook more than me and Fuchsia, for example. And you used to be like, oh, that person's got married. And I'm like, really? And then you take a screenshot, like, this person. I was like, I don't remember that person. And then I look again, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, it's that person. And I'm like, damn, they've got 4 kids now. Anyway, without giving too much away. And I think it was before, this is going to sound so rude, but before it was almost like, oh, I didn't know that she was going to do that, or I knew that she would do that. It's a bit more like I expected it type thing. But now, in my older life, I look at them, I think, damn, I should have had children when I was 18. Maybe I should have started then. I would have probably been judged then, but then now, you know, I would have seen my little girl or little boy going to school, starting secondary school.
Oh my gosh,
that is quite nuts, isn't
that's
it?
that's too far.
But you know what I mean, like, it does make you think, like, wow. Like, I don't know, like, it just makes you think a lot. It makes you think of, like, if it, what would have been like if I did have children then. But again, I was, you know, I did the very society, you know, approved way of life. I went to school, went to university, even though I had a placement year, then went straight into work, and then I did all those tick boxes. I did all the right things as a citizen, if you like to say. It would be nice to have fell in love and been with a guy from uni, fell in love with him, got married. That's, you know, that's what everybody, not desires, but that's kind of like this cookie cutter template that everybody wants to use. But I think obviously it's just different. I think now, as we've got older now, I'm realizing time is important. Time is something that, I think the question is, how do you use your time? So the listeners that don't know, obviously Simone does singing as well as podcasting and everything else. Simone is a superwoman. So you're doing all the time, all your time is always busy, right? But in my head, to someone else that's going to be engaged, it's very different. The time is different. You can't be singing everywhere. You can't be doing this. You can, obviously, it's about balance, but the priorities change. And I think for me as a single person, and you can speak on this, but I think our time is different to people that are going to take that next stage of being engaged or married. The conversation is different. If the time is different, then the conversation is different. Then the lifestyle is different.
So how do you cope with your friends who are going through those stages of life and their priorities are changing? How do you cope with your friends changing their priorities?
I think it's hard for me. It's hard because, you know, my mum, she had her sisters, and we all, obviously I've got a lot of cousins, and we're all the same age, which means although my mum felt it a little bit because she had kids older in her older time, but she had her first kid, which is me, at 34, she still timed it. So again, with the time, she still timed it that all her sisters had children at the same time, and it was great because everybody's feeling the same. But with my relationship right now, I feel like it might not be like that. So I think for the first time I realized, oh, actually somebody could have children now and I might not be ready for another 4 years. So I think in terms of coping and in terms of prioritisation, I feel like I'm quite an understanding person anyways. I'll listen to them. I think compromise is a big thing, but also having been considerate that there is another person, another half of them that is basically coming into one, right? So I think for me, it's just understanding. That's how I kind of have to take a step back and say, okay, well, my lifestyle is different. I don't have any responsibilities. I'm not accountable for somebody else's life. So I'm living free. I don't need to make big decisions, you know. I don't need to do that. But for them, it's very different. They're looking at not just them, but they're looking at their partner and their feelings. They're considering other things as well. So it's difficult, but I think once you have that understanding, it's a bit easier. And it's always about compromise of having different solutions. If you can't do next weekend, can you do next month? Blah, blah. But even that's difficult, isn't it? Especially when you're very close to somebody, you talk to them every day. So it'd be really funny to see our dynamics, Simone, between me, you and Fuchsia. Once that happens, what happens then? Of course, you'll make time. But again, it's that question, time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope they don't mind if I say this. Maybe I won't say too much, but I know someone who recently got married, and she was basically saying that when she got married, she didn't hear from any of her friends.
That's crazy.
She didn't hear from any of her friends for like a month. And then I always said to her, but I think your friends are just kind of trying to give you space because, you know, you just got married and, you know, you want time, whatever. And she's like, yeah, but I want to see my friends too. I don't just want to see. And I think that sometimes you can make assumptions that your friend is too busy for you with their friend, with their partner, or they're too busy planning their wedding, or they're too busy trying for a baby, or they're too busy doing whatever they're doing. You can make assumptions, but unless you actually communicate with your friend and actually speak to them, then you don't always know.
Mm-hmm.
I think my perspective has changed a lot in the last year, probably because of COVID, to be honest. You know me, I've always been a very free person. I've always liked my freedom a lot. And I've never wanted a relationship to tie me down or to make me feel like I couldn't do certain things. So when I saw my friends choosing their partners over friendship time, or choosing their partners over doing something with us as friends, or something that we would normally do and have a great time together,
yeah,
I never used to get it. I used to get really angry, really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, we had in our sort of friendship group, we had like I don't even know if you knew that how upset I was because it was via text. But I remember when I used to work in Hertfordshire, I was on my lunch break and I was going for a walk and I was so angry, and I literally had to like just sit by a tree as I was having this conversation with you all, kind of thing. Because I was like, I don't understand why everybody's choosing this person that they've only met, that they've only known for 6 months, over like us that you've known for like years and years and years. So I used to not really understand it, and I used to whatever. But I think with age, and then obviously with COVID, and understanding the importance of companionship and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I've understood now that you kind of do have to prioritize that person, because you are essentially choosing your person. And your person is a person that's going to be with you through a lot of stuff that your friends just can't be with you through for everything. Obviously, as a friend, I can be with you every step of the way to some degree, but there's going to be a degree where that door has to shut because of just things like the law. Like, the law doesn't allow you to have complete access to somebody else unless you are legally tied to them. So
never really thought about that, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, certain privacy things I won't have a right to as your friend, but then as your legal partner, they will be able to go, and as your romantic partner and spiritual partner, they can go the extra mile with you. And so to a degree, you do have to start prioritizing that person. And so while it still hurts, you know, as a friend having to allow my friend to say no to me, I'm understanding it better. And I'm understanding why that choice has to be made and why that sacrifice has to be made to a degree. But it still hurts. It's still like sad to see your relationship with your friend changing.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It hurts. But I think, like you said, the more and more you get older, the more and more you kind of understand. But it doesn't have to change completely.
No, it doesn't have to change completely.
It doesn't. And I think it's all about the whole word balance, isn't it? It's all about balance, about what, you know. And I think if that friend is not normally like that, so if that friend, you've seen that friend in relationships before and they've acted a certain way, they've been quite good, but it's when that friend has decided that it's no one's forcing them to be a certain way, they have chosen to do that, that's when for me it's hard to swallow that person has chosen to live their life by maybe limited the amount of conversation that we had and the amount of talking that we have. And also I'm a creature of habit. I love just normal stuff. I read routine. And if it does change, I do get really I get scared. I'm scared. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how my friends are going to act when they get in their relationships or marriage life, or whatever, close relationship, long-term relationship. It's scary. It's very scary. But I think it's also explained to your partner, like, these are your friends. These are your girls. Like, they come first. They, you know, not come first all the time, but they have been your priority all your life to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
like I said, we're family. Like, it's, you know, the friends that we've had for a long time. So that, well, in my case, every friend that I have, I can bring home as part of my family. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when you do have to make sure that your partner understands that to a degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you guys. Stop your train of thought. Sorry.
No, I'm just thinking. You're right. So I'm in a dilemma where I promise somebody that I'll see them, but if somebody's, when is this coming out?
Gosh. I don't know why. Go on.
Okay, it's a month's time, maybe. And it's somebody's birthday, basically. And I don't know what to do. I'm in a situation. I can't change the date. So I'm a bit in a situation that I either invite them to that birthday, which I don't really want to do yet because I'll be thrown in the lion's den. Or...
I feel like the person, again, maybe I'm going back into my old ways, but the person can wait, no? Because a birthday happens once a year. This person will be around for a long time. No?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it's my schedule, isn't it? It's my schedule. I can be quite busy. And it's just about time again. Although yes, of course that person can wait, that's the obvious, but how many waitings can they do? You say a birthday comes once a year, but how many birthdays are there in a month? That's my question. And it's all about, you know, how many people you're around, right? And how many people you give love to in your friendships and groups and family groups, whatever. So that, even that for me, you know, even that is understanding, like, wow, like, these are not changes, not birthdays are different. Obviously, birthdays are different. And I know what I'm going to do, but I would hate for this to keep repeating itself and for that person to feel like they are I'm not invested in them. I like to put in them first as well, if that's the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And
absolutely,
it's difficult. It can be a difficult one.
I guess I could compare it. So, because of the work that I do, I work a lot of weekends. As you've experienced recently, sometimes I have to turn down plans because I'm like, work comes in, that's my income. I need the money. So I've had to cancel a couple plans. But then if I was to throw a guy into the mix that I wanted to take seriously and who wanted to take me seriously, that would make things even more difficult because I work a lot of weekends. I also work a lot of weekdays. I want to do things with my friends. I want to do things with my family, but I also want to prioritize this person. So at some point there is going to have to be a toss up. And because my friends are my friends and this person is potentially my person who, you know, the first few months are really quite key and really quite important in getting to know someone. You probably would have to, okay, again, not birthdays, but you probably would have to turn down a couple of plans of your friends in order to make space and make room for that person. And like you said, to make that person feel important and like they matter. But I do think I would struggle with that. But maybe because I don't I think when you like someone, it becomes a bit easier. But I think as you get older, you have to start making decisions like that, which are really, really hard. Or compromising and bringing them along and just saying, you know, I'm serious about you, just going to throw you in the mix. Why not?
Mm. Yeah, that's throwing them in lion's den situation. Mm. But yeah, you're right. Mm. But anyways, enough about that situation. but that is a situation that I guess comes up. And it's like you said, it's choosing that friend over whatever. And I was saying at work today that I've got a lot of 30s coming up, and it's, you know, I'm just going to keep going to them. And there's so many I can see on Instagram. I don't know if you're the same, if you've seen a lot of 30s, Simone.
Not on Instagram, like people that I don't know.
People that you know?
No, not yet. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen people turn 30, yeah.
Yes. I've seen,
because you're turning 30.
But I've seen a few recently. So in my head, I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is going to start happening like a lot. Obviously, I know when my friends' birthdays are. So again, it's about thinking, okay, right. It's like scheduling. It's about being really organised, which, yeah, it's okay, but it's just long.
Yeah, but imagine if you had weddings in the mix as well. Exactly. And baby showers.
Exactly.
It's just gonna keep going. It's just gonna get used to it. There's gonna be lots of big life events happening from now onwards. So
I don't think so.
You just have to get used to it.
No, I think it'll slow down once we turn 32.
No, I think people will still definitely be having that second babies, getting married still.
Second babies.
What are you doing, please?
Sorry, I'm just lying down.
You're going to pause the podcast before you do all that foolishness.
Right.
Yeah, people will still be having babies and doing stuff. But yeah, I think you just have to get used to it. Sorry, I wanted to just mention, I wanted to talk about the fact that it's inevitable that your friendships are going to change. Because even when they go through, you know, past the point of having serious relationships, getting engaged, getting married, there are going to be things like getting married and having, just being a wife or being a husband, whatever your friend is, and then having children. I think your friendships are going to change. And I think that it's important to kind of accept that, but not allow that to cause a distance in your relationship. So when I think about my friends that are married, our relationships are definitely different. And there are certain things like going on holiday with your friends, which used to be I say easy thing. Obviously, no, everyone knows planning stuff with your friends, planning holidays with anybody is not easy. But used to be like, we're going to go on holiday, let's put a deposit down, blah, 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 blah. And now it's like, well, I need to go on a holiday with my husband. So can't really go on two holidays, you know what I mean? Or got to plan it around this because we need to go away for this kind of thing. Or do you know what I mean? Like, you know, going out for New Year's, that's soon going to be a distant memory, mate. I'm not even going to lie to you.
We haven't done anything for New Year's as well. That's another thing, actually.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done anything. We need to plan.
No, I'm not anyway. This year. I'm talking about in general. We always go for lunch or whatever, brunch. That's your fault anyway. It's not my fault.
You want to go out? No, it's not.
Yes, it
you're is. Forgetting that you were in a relationship for the last 3 years and you couldn't go anywhere. You're forgetting about that.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. And someone was gigging. Yeah, cool.
Well, that's because everybody was busy. So I had to take work. I was like, fine, I'm going to make my money then, make my New Year's Eve money. But that is soon going to be a distant memory because people have house parties and they do couples things, but it's just going to be very different. The whole like raving for New Year's or doing galas or doing this and planning holidays and girls trips, and it's all just going to be very, very different. But going back to my point, when I think about my friends that have got and family that have gotten married or have had kids and just things, it is very different now.
Yeah,
but I've had to find other ways to make sure that we maintain our friendship. So I've just had to You know, just things like just accepting your friends' partners and making them a part of the conversation as well. Like, oh, how's blah blah? How's he doing? What's he up to? And being together and accepting that the conversation, it can't always go both ways because there's no one for that person to ask me about. So whereas usually it used to be like, oh, how's uni? Oh yeah, it's great. How's uni for you? Oh, it's great. How's your boyfriend? Oh, how's your boyfriend? It's just now it's different. So how's your husband? Yeah, great, thanks. How's work? Like, do you know what I mean? It's just different. It's just, it's a very different conversation. And yeah, it just has to be different, but it doesn't mean that your relationship has to. And I don't know. I mean, even in that sense, I'll be lying if I said that there wasn't any distance. Of course, there is a level of distance just because you're in very different places in your life. You know, with my friends or family that have kids, I'm like, let's go here. I can't. I've got my child. Okay, cool. I'm going to go off and do that then. And you guys could do what you need to do because we just are in very different places. It's just important to remember that doesn't mean that your relationship has to end or doesn't need to be distant.
Yeah, and I think for me, like I said, I think at the moment that I felt like some of my friends' relationships are different is when I said something to a friend, then I was in a circumstance where I was with the friend and the partner, and then the partner was asking me, how did I deal with that situation? And in my head, I'm thinking, did I have the conversation with you? And I was just trying to work out.
Oh, like, right. Oh, I got you, got you, got you.
I was trying to work out, like, who did I speak to? I can't even remember. And then I realised that...
Yeah, they are one.
They are one. They are one. So if I'm talking to that person, I'm actually talking to them and the partner. And yeah, that's when I realised...
Our friend does that as well. You know our friend?
Yeah.
She tells her partner everything that she'll, but in it's the sweetest thing. I love it because I like him and everything, whatever, so it's fine. But every time I have a conversation, I'm like, yeah, it's going back to blah, isn't it? She's like, I mean, I told him about that yesterday, but he didn't, or she'll say things like, oh, he thinks that you should, and it's just funny because they're just one. They are one person now.
I know, but I think at the beginning, even you saying that just makes me feel a bit weird, actually. Because for me, it just feels like that person's fast. Like, it just makes you think like, it reminds me of gossiping, if that makes sense. But I guess it's...
Of course it's not gossiping. It's not. It's
of
so
course
different.
It's not. Because how I see it now I think about it like is when you go tell your mum, when you say to your friend,
exactly.
yeah, I won't say anything. And then you tell
your mum anyway. Of course you do.
That's how I think about it now. I get it now. But at the time, I was very, like, confused. I was very, like, oh, this girl is just gossiping about my stuff. I was very, like, angry. But now... It's a little bit different. I do feel like, okay, it's like telling your mom or whoever you're close to at home, basically. It's home talk, basically. And especially when your partner is gossipy as well. That's the worst.
And men are gossipy. Exactly. Men love to gossip.
The worst is like when I've seen some memes that some people put the phone down and they're like, oh, what did so-and-so say? Oh, really? Is that what happened? Yeah. That is really funny though. That is so funny.
And I think it's a really endearing thing that particular friend's partner felt comfortable to come to you and ask you how you resolved a certain situation or just talk about whatever it is that you were speaking to your friend about. Because I think it's kind of it's like they're open, they obviously like you, they care about you, they're open with you enough to know that you know they are an extension of your friend.
Yeah.
And I think that's really sweet, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about really sweet, but it's nice. It's nice. But again, I haven't really got there. So, but
if I am with this person that I've been seeing, eventually, like in a solid way capacity, I think it doesn't have to get like that. But I think that person's quite chatty, like they're quite like, oh, what's going on today? And I could see that happening if it grows to that level. I think it depends on your partner, isn't it? Because you get some partners that are quite, they don't want to know. They're just like, well, you do that with your girls, isn't it? That's it, full stop. So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess every relationship is different. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if I'm just saying this just because I don't want to be left out, but I like when my friends' partners and I can get along, because it just means that I just like that feeling when you never really feel on the outside, you never really feel like a third wheel. Like my friend and her ex was like that. Like, he would call me sis, and we would just like chill and vibe together, and it was just nice because he understood how close we were, and he was wanting to get involved in that, and it was just nice. And obviously he'd still give us our space, give us our catch up time, but then he'd come back in the room and it would just be like, he was just part of what we were. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's definitely the best way. But yeah, you know, that's not always possible, I guess. But again, it shouldn't really kind of come in the way of you and your friend.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Also, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's just key. That's just key.
Yeah. And I think also as well, I think it's just important to remember that there's no goalpost. Like, there's no end point where everybody wins. Like, everybody just is, every day that you wake up in life, and it sounds a bit deep, every day that you wake up in life, you won. Like, do you know what I mean? And I think that there's nothing, you shouldn't compare yourself against anybody. You shouldn't, feelings, I mean, I always say, I hate that. I hate jealousy. I hate envy. I think it's a horrible emotion and no good ever comes of it, but it's very natural. It's different to like anger or hurt or upset, where there's a little bit of therapy, but I just feel like envy and jealousy are just not nice. No one ever feels good after feeling jealous, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe for some people it drives them. It's like a competitive thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, it's competition. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's my least favorite emotion, but it's very normal. Like, we definitely, we're human and we're allowed to feel that way. We're allowed to feel that feeling. But when it comes to your friends, I think it's really important to just try and put that aside and just remember your love for them and just accept that things are different, but that doesn't always mean it's bad.
Yes, it doesn't always mean it's bad. And I think it's all about compromise and balance and being transparent as well. If, you know, if their partner says, oh, I don't know, you're going out too much. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's better to say, look, I have to spend some time with my partner. Like, I need to invest my time in my partner and in building that relationship up. And I think if you're friends, hopefully it'll be understood from both parties. And just, yeah, I think just be transparent, be open, be balanced, and don't double book. Get a schedule, guys. Get a calendar.
Where's that come from?
That's not direct. An indirect you. I'm just saying in general.
No, it wasn't to me. I just meant, like, who was that to? Because, like, how is that relevant? I don't understand.
It's relevant.
I don't get
it is relevant. Because to be honest, people might say, oh, I'm with my partner, whatever, and then they double book.
Oh, because you double booked.
I didn't double book.
Yeah, you did.
No, we're done with this conversation now. We're done with this conversation. Anyways.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, I don't know, just try and have a schedule, have a diary. I think that helps. I think it's helped to not, it's nice to plan in general. It's nice to be like, I've got that day for my girls or that day for my whatever. I think it's nice to do that because one is looking forward and two, at least you don't double book. I know it sounds silly, but people do that. It's happened a lot. Like, oh shit, I was meant to spend time, blah, blah. And it's just like, okay, we have to change all our plans for that.
Yeah.
So.
I hear it. I do hear it. I just thought it was funny because it didn't quite related to what we were just talking about. But okay, that's fine. Very important life lesson, guys. Don't double book.
I didn't double book, by the way. That person let me know today. What's happening for their birthday. And I've already booked something. That's the problem.
Okay.
Right. So I rarely double book. If I double book, that means I've done something wrong.
Okay.
So, you off. Yeah. Thank you for letting me off. But yeah. Yes. That's. I think that's more balance, guys. Balance and balance.
Yeah. And yeah. Yeah, balance. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, and also just accepting life changes, and it's okay, and still try to maintain your relationship with your friends, mm-hmm. and befriend their partners if you can, if you want to. That's always a nice thing. And also just kind of get on with your own dating life. Just focus on that. Focus your energy on that, really, instead of what your friend is doing or should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Just focus your energy on whatever you've got going on in your life, whether it's dating, meeting someone new, mm-hmm. whether it's staying single, whether it's just in your relationship, because you may be in a relationship, but you're just maybe not in the place of marriage or kids or whatever. But whatever it is, just focus your energy on that. Don't worry about anybody else.
Yeah, I agree. All right, guys, that was good.
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Dating Game Podcast. Make sure you follow us at the Dating Game Podcast on Instagram, at Dating Game Pod on Twitter, and use the hashtag the Dating Game Podcast to get involved in the conversation. We want to hear from you guys. Yeah, see you next week, I guess. Jay's yawning. See you next week, I guess. See you next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. What did you say next week, I guess?